Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Welcome to the Jabbercast.
Thanks. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Threw me right off there.
I turned the cans down so low, I couldn't hear anything, and then I thought we weren't broadcasting.
Oh, so people heard that. What's going on?
No, nobody heard that.
Nothing going on here.
I don't know. It's not in the podcast.
Never mind.
Oh, is that edited?
No edits. It's all live.
It's all lies.
Here every Sunday morning at 11:07 in the morning, or thereabouts.
That's right.
Big JD, how you doing today?
Not so bad.
Not
just
so bad.
Just getting the day started, basically.
Now, your wife has gone away for
She's
many
gone
weeks.
Away for weeks.
And does she help you out around your place as far as your shoulder goes and helping you limber up?
Occasionally, she has to help me do a few things here and there.
Yeah.
Brush my teeth and
No. Nothing that serious.
No. All the non-serious things.
I'm just wondering, you're all right by yourself, or did you want me to move in with you?
Yeah, I could use your help.
Okay. It'd be nice for me, too. Because
if you can fit into the little skimpy maid outfit.
She wears maid outfits?
Only when she's helping me out.
As long as it's made in, where'd she go? Bosnia, Herzegovina?
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah. That's a long way away.
Both places she went to, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
I'm sure she's going to other places too.
Yeah, she is.
And that's on some body of water, isn't it? Where she lives?
Mediterranean.
It's Mediterranean.
Basically, yeah.
It's basically God's country. That sounds beautiful. I'd like to be on the Mediterranean.
I put those pictures on here for you too.
From, pictures, all right.
USA,
right.
Big JD and Lippo, US tour.
US tour. I take Big JD over to the States, and he doesn't even buy anything.
I did. I bought that no sugar chocolate peanut butter cup.
And was it any good?
I had it last night, yeah. I've had them before. That's how I knew they were there.
And how do you get no sugar in something that looks like it would be full of calories?
Oh, they add in an artificial sweetener of some kind.
Oh.
Maltodextrin or something. Nothing too bad.
Nothing too bad. Nothing, yeah. Nothing too good either.
I mean, I don't think they use like sacralose in there or anything.
Sacralose. Isn't that the thing that's underneath here? No, never mind.
That's a sacral growth.
Sacral growth. I was wondering what that thing was.
Mine?
No, I've never. No. You have one too.
Now you're talking about mine.
No. Don't want to go there. Anything else going on besides your wife being gone, Big JD? How's the book coming along?
Still editing. Editing away.
What kind of timeline are we talking about as far as editing a
Within
book goes?
The next 3 weeks, I want to be done editing. So that's my time limit. But every day, all day.
That seems like a long time. I have no clue as to how far the book editing goes.
Well, right now it's been edited, and I'm fixing all the mistakes, basically.
They're mistakes in terms of this couldn't have happened yet because this person, that kind of mistake?
All kinds, yeah. Everything. Oh, his eyes were blue before, now they're green.
Okay.
You know, that kind of, and grammar and everything.
Oh, I thought all that grammar stuff was done by Downsy.
Well, yeah, but he didn't actually edit it. He went through and everything's all
marked
annotated
up
for me. Yeah, he didn't actually do any rewrite. So
big job then.
I go back and
fix.
Do all the correcting.
All right.
All the corrections are done by me.
Gotcha.
Then I can choose whether something actually needs changing or not. You know, do I feel it needs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than somebody just, and then when it goes to, you know, if hopefully it gets picked up by an agent, a publisher, and then it'll get, you know, re-edited and final time.
So the thing that you're doing right now, do people like...
And they'll fix it.
Do people like Stephen King and Daniel Kuntz, do those guys do what you're doing?
Yeah, it's got to be edited by somebody. I don't think they, you know, once you get proficient enough in writing and You know what I mean? There's going to be less and less mistakes. Right. And you know that I learned a lot about grammar that I had either not learned or forgot over the years. You know what I mean? So
yes.
There's a lot of correcting going on there.
Yeah, obviously.
And this, when you make the same mistakes for like 300 to 400 pages of stuff, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's a lot of work. There's two computers going and I'm repairing on one, reading from another because of the real estate area. You know what I mean? You can't have two small screens open and that's a lot of squinting for weeks and weeks.
Squinting.
Yeah. You wouldn't know anything about that with your 35-inch screen.
24. I have 24 inches. And that's definitely what someone, I think, who's writing a book needs, a 30-inch display, I think.
Something large, sure.
Something that two pages can sit right next to
you. You can't always take
it
with you either, and I don't always write in the same place, so...
No, but if you're going to be...
When I'm editing, yeah. That'd be a godsend, yeah. I should actually hook that up to the HDTV, probably, and do my editing.
Boom! There you go.
Sit in front of the TV and...
Yeah. Big as life.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
The Olympics finished last night, I guess it was. Yeah, the closing ceremonies was last night. And
didn't last very long.
What? It seemed like it was going on
weeks or something.
2 weeks, yeah.
Well, that's pretty short for the Olympics, biggest thing, biggest sports thing in 2 weeks. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
Did you watch any of it?
I watched a little bit.
What did you watch?
The opening ceremony.
Yeah, well,
saw a little bit of the swimming. You know, that's about it. For Phelps. Yeah.
I just saw something on Friday. His seventh race. Did you hear about his seventh race?
I know he won a seventh. Was it?
He won eight gold.
Eight medals. Yeah. Seventh was the record tie or break. Or tie.
Well, I'm not sure what it was, but he didn't win that seventh race.
Oh, he didn't?
No. Here's the scam.
I know it was something that was super, super close. It was a last second thing, wasn't it, or whatever? Or?
He supposedly won by 1/100 of a second.
Right.
But
that's like the width of a hair.
Cut in half. width of a hair cut in half. No, if you go to 1/100 of a second, the number 100 and no.
1/100th.
1/100thofasecond.com. All words. I don't think there's any numbers in there.
And then cut that in half.
No, it's a long URL. But anyway, 1/100thofasecond.com. And it shows the other guy's name is Kavic from, he's a Serb, I think.
Yeah, Serbian.
And it's clear that Kavic guy, they have the camera underneath the freeze frame. They show under the dude's touching. And the rule is both your hands got to touch the platform at the same time. Uh-huh. And there's some kind of sensors in there that know
right.
that. And clearly this Kavic guy had both of his hands on the platform when Phelps looks like he may have had one hand on, but the other hand for sure is there's space in there for sure.
Yeah? How much space? More than 1/100th of a second?
Well, it doesn't matter. The other guy has already won. His hands are like this on
the
platform.
Why'd they give it to the retarded kid?
Phelps is a retarded kid?
He's got autism.
He's not retarded then. He's got autism.
That's some form of something, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think it's a mental retardation.
Not mental?
I don't think they think of it that way. Anyway.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Do you know the name of the company that is the official timekeeper of the swimming Olympics?
NASA?
Guess again. I know you've seen it a million times.
NASA.
It's Omega.
Right. Omega's the egg company.
No. They're a clock company. I think they've been around forever. I remember, you know.
Oh, they make clocks.
They make clocks. They're a timekeeping company. And anyway, they get the contract to do the Olympics every year for most of the timing events, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know who one of Phelps's sponsors is?
Them, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See how that works out.
So after the race was done, everybody's like, oh, Phelps didn't win. The Phelps goes, looks up in the stands at his parents like, how did I do? And his dad goes like this, you know, number two, kind of thing.
Yeah,
puts up the number two. Right. And everybody's like, oh, bummer, he didn't. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, oh, he won by a hundredth of a second. Our timekeeper says he won by a hundredth of a second. The slimmest amount you can win by is a hundredth of a second, even though they can measure tighter.
So what happens after that when it's clearly wrong?
It doesn't matter. That is the official record, is the timekeeper's record. It doesn't matter what it shows on video or in pictures or in any other medium. What the timekeeper says is the official record of the event. It doesn't matter what you see. What you see doesn't matter because our eyes can fool us. Even though clearly there is a big space between his hand and the platform when the other guy's both hands are touching.
Wow.
Yeah.
They get away with that.
They get away with that. Exactly. There's so much stuff that big companies are getting away with. It's amazing. But anyway, so that's we're still in the news here, by the way. Another kind of a conspiracy. That's a conspiracy, wouldn't you say that? Some kind of conspiracy in there?
Well, yeah, you can say that sort of thing.
Interesting conflict of interest as far as Omega.
I wonder if the other guy, the Serbian kid there, is fighting for, you know, like a recalculation or something.
Recalculation of the circumstance.
Well, the machine's got to be wrong.
Something's wrong.
The machine can't say that. You know what I mean? What's the printout? What's the display? What's the screenshot? What's the, you know what I mean?
No, everything you see, every clip you look
at. Well, pictures, I mean, but the machine, whatever actually calculates that, can't show Phelps as being first. Obviously, if he's not, either that or the machine did show that somehow.
Something's up.
That's maybe he pushed extra water so hard against it that it measured as a hand hitting the, you know, I don't know.
The water, maybe,
you know,
I don't,
water slapping against the side of the.
I don't know what.
Anyway,
I honestly hope that this Kovach guy wins,
fights
it and wins his whatever appeal.
He goes to Phelps' house and takes his medal. So tell us about your other news. What, Miley Cyrus birthday party in Disneyland? What is it?
That was supposed to be a secret.
Oh, that was my news. Go on.
Here's the deal. You know what's going on next week is the Democratic
default concert.
Default concert. No, the Democratic Party's
National Convention.
National Convention. Thank you very much. And Obama picked his running mate.
Senator. I don't know if I'd want anybody president that has the word bomb in his name at all. Not in this day and age with terrorism and all. But go on.
Terrorism and all. Jeez. Senator Biden is his running mate. Doesn't matter, because I'll tell you what's going to happen. The people who really have the money in the world want Hillary to win.
Yeah, she's going to be vice president.
She's not. Obama already picked his running mate.
Oh, okay.
This Biden guy. Anyway, so what's her name?
And who is this guy anyway, by the way? Biden.
Biden, Sam Biden. He's been a senator for 30 years. He's been a politician in Washington.
All these no-name guys now popping up.
No, he's not a
no-name.
Including
Obama, but Mama.
I've heard of Biden for,
Obama,
I think his first name's Sam, but I'm not positive. But anyway, you ever hear of the Rothschilds?
Sure. Huge.
They're huge. They own a lot of the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the ladies who married the dude, she wants Hillary to win. So she lobbied so that when they have the convention, they're going to do a state-by-state roll thing,
mm-hmm.
which... they typically wouldn't have to do. And if you remember that there was no mathematical way for Hillary to win if they ever did that. However, within the last 10 days, two superdelegates have died. Two people who are planning on going there, and superdelegates they have extra voting, whatever. I'm not sure. It's like their votes count for more or something. Two of them have died in the last 10 days.
Yeah, and
how did
they die? Natural causes?
One was murdered.
There you go.
And this in Cleveland, she's a, I think she's a congresswoman. Supposedly she had a brain aneurysm. On the side of the road, her car
squeezed her so hard.
But here's the deal. Her car was acting erratically. And next thing you know, there's helicopters flying over her car, state troopers on the side of the road. Just because a car is
Yeah, all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork?
All of a sudden they come out of the woodwork. She's helicoptered away. She's in a hospital. You can't get... There's no news of her or anything. Next thing you know, she's dead.
Yeah.
That seems a little fishy.
Wow, that's and she's pretty wild stuff
that
goes
she's
on.
A super delegate. So who... it's going to be amazing to see this Democratic National Convention. Hillary's going to be nominated. And Obama's just wasting his breath here.
Wow.
I think you heard it here second. Another conspiracy theory. But anyway,
we need a politics ID for Lippo.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing if you look back in the Clinton's history when he was president, and they had that Whitewater thing too. They know over 50 people who they've conducted business with who have been killed. Like something bad has happened to them. Fall off a cliff, plane crashes, murdered in an alley, something.
I'm surprised that...
it's crazy.
Monica Lewinsky wasn't murdered.
I'm sure they would have liked to have. I'm sure Hillary would say, can I push pull the trigger on that one? Can I, huh? She was sucking on my husband's finger.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Okay, let's get into today's show. We're going to need lots of time for this topic.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Lots of filler for this topic.
Filler? Filler up!
Filler Diller. Wasn't she a comedian?
Phyllis.
What? Oh, that's what they called me in seminary. Never mind.
Phyllis. Bend over, filler up.
Bend over. Rover, and let the priest take over.
Yes, sir. So what is this week's topic?
That's what I'm looking for at this particular moment in time. It's a business ventures.
Business affairs. No, we don't care if you're sleeping with your secretary. We will discuss issues regarding keeping your affairs in order, problems with your bill payees, and concerns of that nature. We'll even talk about the old POA.
POA.
What is a POA?
I love that.
What is POA?
It's some kind of soft drink.
No. Seriously, what is POA?
It's a snake, isn't it? Constrictor?
Boa.
Huh.
What is POA?
You shoot arrows with it? Poe and arrow?
Poe and arrow.
The guy that writes nice prose?
Point of attack.
Poems.
That's what it stands for.
Point of attack. Oh, this is a terrorist show. Hey.
Terrorism.
Power of attorney.
Oh, power of attorney. Okay.
The good old power of attorney.
Do you have a piece of paper that gives your wife power of attorney?
I do.
I should do that, I think.
Absolutely. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you never know when the possibility arises that you're incapacitated. And then what?
I was incapacitated last night.
See, well, then she could have...
She could help me.
Taking over.
Yes, she did take over. Take over, Annie.
Yeah, it's a very good idea, power of attorney. That allows someone to handle your affairs, not necessarily business affairs, but any affairs, your finances and everything.
Medical affairs, even.
Medical affairs, absolutely. But then again, there are living will for your medical affairs, and, you know, then there's your regular will as well, but a living will is sort of your testament to what you want to happen if you can't, I mean, if you're unable to make any decision on your life.
Mm-hmm.
But medically, yeah, it depends on, I guess, what you mean by medically, but handling all your affairs would mean that, I mean, if you're incapacitated, can't make any decisions, and it would give somebody the power to take over. But in most cases, it's very important for your... for monies and stuff like that.
Exactly. You don't have to be incapacitated. I mean, you know, if someone's just really old and they're still vital, but they just, their capability handling.
Yeah, money. Just not capable anymore of taking care of their affairs and,
right.
and handling their money, juggling their bank accounts.
Can I eat ya?
You know, maybe paying their bills and all those kinds of things.
Right.
Maybe you just lose it. You know, somebody loses their mind and somebody's got to take over.
I think that happened to me last night too.
There you go.
I lost my mind. So you have gotten a lawyer, and he drew these papers up.
You don't actually necessarily need a lawyer to do your power of attorney.
Did you go to a lawyer though?
No, okay. We had actually. Did we do that when we did our will? Because we did have a lawyer to do our will, but I don't recall if we actually did a power of attorney with him as well. I'm going to say that I think we did.
Okay.
With a lawyer, but our previous one wasn't. But I mean, you can buy the...
Huh? It's free for you, so why not go see a lawyer?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I did it, but you don't necessarily have to. And you can buy the will kits and everything, and they're just perfectly legally binding as long as they're signed and somebody witnesses and it doesn't matter. You know, you can write it on a napkin. Doesn't really matter. But I mean, there's some wording that, you know, you would at least want one of those do-it-yourself kits. I mean, you know, there's some standard.
You can go on the internet.
Formality
and find
to it.
Forms that are
sure.
Good,
yeah, you can download off the internet too. A POA, power of attorney, living will, and a regular will.
Yep.
And those are very important things. And that those are more in case of an emergency thing. You know what I mean? We want to talk about a lot of other things today, but in the case that you die. Mm-hmm. Or are incapacitated or can't handle your affairs, somebody's going to have to take over. Somehow things have to get paid for. If there's money to be left anywhere or insurance policies, it makes it very difficult to get your hands on any of that stuff if something happens to the other person, even though it's a spouse or whoever might be appointed even in a will as a beneficiary or the person that, you know, your person handling things for you. Things get locked up in an estate, man, and it's you can't get at anything.
And once
profit sharing, or if it's if it's stocks or anything like that, insurance policies and different things, it makes it very difficult. It's sometimes hard enough even if you do have all that. You know what I mean? But a power of attorney is a good thing, and also in some instances, depending on where, it's a good idea to have a copies of your power of attorney in some places that they may be needed later, so that you don't also have to go through when something happens, I have a power of attorney. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
You know, your bank may have, you want that on file there at their bank. You may want that on file with your place of business or your work or something. Yeah. Anyway, just so that it's, those important places already know that, that's in place.
Very important to have that in place. What do you think the percentage of people who have all this stuff taken care
of? I think it's very low.
I think so too.
Yeah, too low.
And who's going to profit from that? The lawyers. Lawyers make all the money because then people have to fight it to get all the stuff that they're rightly deserve.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And other things that are, depending on whether you have joint accounts are sometimes helpful too. I mean, even if the other person's name is just on the account for that purpose, especially if it's older people or your parents are getting really old. So you have the son or daughter, somebody that helps them usually, or just in preparation, maybe has a name on an account.
Well, that's
and then there's
idea.
No playing around. You know what I mean? You have full access to do whatever. So
that's a really good idea.
Kid's not a screw up or something, then.
It doesn't necessarily have to be anything.
$100 missing from my account every month.
Oh, that's nothing. That's the service charges,
yep.
Grandma.
Yep. Don't worry about that, Grandma. Grandma, you're broke.
How did that happen?
I'm rich and you're broke. So, let's see. What else is there? Bill payees. Yeah.
What are you talking about there? Bill payees.
Those are the people that you pay.
Yeah.
Those are the bills that come in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Do most people you think now, or do a lot of people now pay online and maybe don't even receive paper bills anymore? You know, they all have a thing set up on the internet. Oh, stop receiving, save a tree, stop receiving your paper.
Right.
You can do it all electronically now. Plus you can pay electronically and it's a pain to set up when you have to change something. You change your account or something and have to tell everybody about it and fill out papers and redo everything and redo all your account information and send void checks around.
Yeah, that's a pain in the butt for sure.
But now with email and, being able to fax so easy, especially with a computer, if you got a computer, you can fax. Doesn't matter who you are. Even if you don't, if your arms stop at your shoulders, like you can still, put your tongue on the buttons.
That's what you're going to get done, aren't you?
have my shoulders removed.
Have your
I'm
going to
have a baby's arm put on this side, and that's going to like, it'll outlive me. So I'll be like dead probably and old, but this arm will still be young.
That's a good
idea. So somebody's going to have to take care of
your arm.
Even the rest of me is going to have to be drugged around with it. But
drugged.
Yeah.
Baby's arm. Where are you going to find a baby's arm?
On a baby.
He's going to need that, isn't he?
Well, he can have mine. I'm going to swap him. It's one of those biotech setups.
Sure. Swap meat.
Or maybe I could grow one. But then I'd have to wait like years and years. And by time, you know, I have a 10-year-old's arm and I'm ready to kick. Anyway, bill payees. Yeah, so you set all your bill payees up at your online banking. Some, I think, allow you to pay at their website probably. But I think the main way that people do that is from their bank account online. You set up all your bill payees and then you can just, you can probably, I believe you can set up to, you know, if it's a certain amount all the time, you just, you know, have it automatically, you know, go or set up automatic withdrawal. But we'll talk about automatic withdrawal shortly. That's what I'm going through now. Oh.
Withdrawal, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you on something right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just some green tea.
Just green tea, yeah. In the Apple mug again. I like that.
Oh, yeah, these are the podcast
mugs. I'm going to make some of these when I get home.
You're going to what?
My stickers. I'm going to go to a pottery class, make some of these.
Have you ever gone to a pottery class?
No, my brother used to be in pottery. I don't think for some reason I want to say yeah, I'm thinking it was something else. I don't know where I was or what I did, but I think I remember being in a pottery thing and making something. But no, he went to pottery classes. Did you?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. How does one do that? Do your parents say, we should get him in pottery? Or do you say, well, I want to do that because it looks cool, or my friend goes or somebody goes? That's how it happened for my brother. His girl across the street was going, so he went with her. And they were just kids, you know?
We were kids, too, and I think it was in grade 8. You get to go into the room where the kiln is.
Right, the kiln. That's that thing those Irish right. people wear. Right.
Yeah. And then once they see, you know, that they pick out certain people. You want to go join? Come here every Wednesday night. And
why did you go originally?
Well, you just get in. I think the whole class goes.
Oh, know, okay, right.
And they throw all their stuff in.
See, that's what I'm thinking I was doing. Something from school.
Oh, yeah, they probably.
Tour.
You just do that once and then.
Then you're hooked.
Yeah, or not. You say, this is just gay. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, how often, though, when you're a little kid, you say, oh, that's gay. I'm not doing that. That's for girls. No. You don't really know at the time, I don't think.
You don't know.
And then you get into pottery, and then you start, you know, basket weaving, and you like flowers. And then from there on, it's like.
It's a lost cause. No, I think it's an artistic thing, actually.
Yeah. And, well, definitely.
And the teachers, you know, see who's into it and who likes it. And it's kind of a fascinating sort of thing.
Sure. I don't think, I look back now and think, wow, I would have been digging pottery. Yeah, had I not thought it was gay when I was little.
You're just
I look
cool.
back now and think it's cool.
You're just too cool when you're a kid.
Back then I was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool now, so.
I think it was cool too then.
Fruitful things.
Yeah. Anyway.
But you know what we used to do? They tore up our street when we were kids, and it was just, clay pit, basically.
Your street
was
a clay
mess. Yeah,
clay.
When we were kids. And we dig out the clay, me and Danny Johnson.
I think we heard the story. Hey, do it again.
And we used to dig out the clay and we'd make stuff with it because it would harden just on its own. Like it would just get rocks solid.
Right.
Because it was dug down from deep under the road and everything. And it was like this
clay.
Bronzy yellow clay and like real deep. You know what I mean? And I remember making stuff. I remember once made a bi-winged airplane. Bi or tri-wing.
Whew.
Yeah. And it was like this big thing. And we made, you know, cups and mugs and things like that.
And mugs and bowls.
But it was more for not like a real pot. Like you wouldn't use them. Basis. I mean, if you wet them again, it would, you know, because they weren't
kiln baked. Yeah.
Baked. Yeah.
I was baked last night.
So, yeah, there you go.
That was fun. Yeah. Kilning. Gotta love it. Anyway, that has nothing to do with business.
It could if you opened up a pottery business. Do you ever consider that or no?
No, my buddy did that, though. Paul Fontaine.
There you go.
Duck Creek Pottery. Yeah, he's very good at it. Maybe I'll show you one of his pieces upstairs.
Oh, he makes stuff, yeah?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So he takes requests and everything.
Well, he takes orders, sure.
Yeah. Has anybody ever requested
sexual pottery
articles?
I don't know. What is a piece of pottery that's sexual?
Well, like a pottery-made thing that you'd sit at your desk that's a big penile type thing or something.
Not that I know of.
Just curious.
Ceramic butt plugs.
.com. That's C-A-L-M. Back to the bill payees.
Bill payees. You're on payees. You just like saying the word payees.
What else did I say we were going to talk about? Automatic withdrawal.
I'm doing that this morning.
From his baked-ness. Auto withdrawal, when you set up with a bill payee for them to automatically take the payments out of your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do a one-time thing, and then every month, money comes out automatically. In case you didn't hear that.
That's the way a lot of my bills are paid.
That's the way all mine are paid.
Automatically?
Pretty much, yeah.
What about the bills that aren't the same all the time? Like your hydro bill or your water bill or your phone bill.
Yeah, well, they take out the amount that it is.
Oh, just, oh.
You know, auto withdrawal. That money just comes out. You know what I mean?
No matter what the amount is, you got to keep track of, make sure that you got to be on top of it. If it just comes out automatically.
Well, you know, basically my phone bill is going to be between $20 and $26 a month, so whatever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Those kinds of things. Some I pay. I mean, I pay my phone bill online banking, and I pay the internet, and you know what I mean? But other things are sometimes different, but they are automatically withdrawn, and they can be different occasionally, but it doesn't fluctuate that much. You know what I mean? It's not like credit card where, you know, automatic withdrawal for a credit card where 1 month you spent like $3,000 and the month before you spent, you know. I mean, I guess you wouldn't do a credit card anyway, but there are some things obviously that would be different.
Yes, of
monthly.
Course. Yeah,
but
I get my bills like at my bank, and it's called ePost. I don't know if any other bank uses ePost. It's a service that the Canada Postal Service offers financial institutions, and my bills get sent through ePost, so they just show up on my bank's website. Like, you know, it'll tell me, send me an email, you got a new bill waiting. And I just go to my bank's website. There it is. And just there's a little pay button. You see the amount and you click the pay.
And pay it where?
Right on the...
At the bank.
At the bank, yeah.
Yeah. Do you pay for the service, ePay?
ePost.
ePost?
You don't pay right now, but...
Does ePost?
I'm guaranteeing you. They're going to come... They're going to...
I remember seeing it sometime.
They're going to suck us in, I guarantee you.
I remember seeing that at some time when I was first starting online banking, and I thought, like, why am I going to go through something else when I just pay it at the bank? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know when a bill comes. Oh, but you don't get the paper bill at all.
No paper bills, no.
Yeah.
It's a PDF that you can look at the whole thing, or you can just look at the amount and just pay it. You look at the amount, pay. That's it. Or you can actually click on the date of the bill or whatever it is, and then the whole bill comes up in PDF.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Do you save the PDFs too to your own self?
You can file them within ePost.
Yeah, but do you save them at home as well?
No.
And even things that you with your new, what's your account with where you save things online there?
Evernote.
Do you upload all your stuff to Evernote and then get rid of it? Or do you back everything up? What if something happens or Evernote says, oh, we no longer, you know, you go to the website and it's down?
No, there's a client on that computer upstairs, an Evernote client. So everything is local as well.
Okay.
So it stays local on that computer upstairs.
Okay.
So it's like synced up, basically. So it's in two places at once.
But then your bills, though, if you have them on ePost.
ePost.
Then...
Yeah, they're there. I don't download those.
Yeah. Okay. So if you needed something for, I guess you could get it, but if they went out or something like that, then you'd have to go back to your...
That's the whole thing about
other place and...
We should do a show on cloud computing.
On what?
Cloud computing.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it's all going to go. Computers aren't going to have to be...
And there's nothing wrong with that. I like the idea of it, but I want copies of my stuff, even if it's on my computer. I'm even thinking of just scanning all my bills from now on all the time, just zoop and throw it away. Shred it.
What's that noise? Is that the noise it makes? Because Big JD knows the noise it makes because he's been 24 hours a day for the last few days scanning all his Wicked Angel documents.
Speaking of Wicked Angel, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection CD released.
What the hell's that got to do with Wicked Angel?
Double CD. Yeah, it's music related.
Is it in the same lineage? Are those two guys?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not at all. It's blues.
Right.
Wicked Angel wasn't blues.
No.
But it was a band I was in.
Oh, I see.
But you can go to MySpace/Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, or you can go to CD Baby and search Jeffrey David. and it's available now. 20 tunes. And the CD is like $12. Nice. Nice price for a double album.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What do you got for us this week, Lippo?
Whoa.
What's the tech? What's going on?
Tech.
You got a gadget? You got a...
Well, yeah, I just bought an iPhone this week.
Whoa. Sweet.
It is sweet. It's everything I thought it would be. Mainly expensive. No, I'm just kidding. You got to buy a data plan when you got an iPhone.
That's what sucks.
That's the whole thing.
You can buy unlocked ones online, but they're like $500-$600.
You still have to have a data plan. The whole thing with the iPhone is it's internet anywhere.
But Wi-Fi.
But that's not internet everywhere.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if you don't care if you have internet everywhere, you still get the iPhone and use it, you know, in a Wi-Fi spot.
I suppose for some people, the iPhone is one thing. For me, the iPhone is internet everywhere. So when I'm at work, I can
Cloud compute.
No, I'm not cloud computing, but typically I listen to a lot of podcasts at work. And I probably hear 25 links a day. You know, someone like we've mentioned in our podcast, probably two or three .coms things, you know.
Apple.com/iPhone.
Or the MySpace thing. So if I'm listening to a podcast and they shoot a URL at me, I'm at work, Wi-Fi ain't going to cut it.
Right.
Got to have the internet right there, absolutely, right now.
We should have Wi-Fi at work, though. Then I could watch streaming movies.
Yeah, that's what they want you doing.
If I was at work.
So that's the whole thing. You got to buy a... what are you doing there? It's like a cricket sound.
Birds.
Oh, birds. Okay. So the iPhone is internet everywhere for me. That's the main thing that I really like about it. Even though there's the whole App Store thing. So you can buy applications for your iPhone that do everything from record your score on a golf course and keep track of where you are on the golf course via the GPS. Or you can
find your balls.
You can find your balls. Mine are just underneath this thing right here. See? Okay. And also, you can... I learned that from you.
I don't know.
You can tune your guitar, or there's a lot of applications that are online that, not application websites that are online that you can access through their own individual program, like Last.fm. You familiar with Last.fm?
Last.fm.
Last.fm.
Why does that sound familiar?
It's streaming music where you basically pick artists.
Right. Okay.
And they stream music from those artists, and you don't really have a huge choice of which songs they're going to give you from their artists. It's just kind of like a random
Yeah,
mix.
I used to do that with, and they cut me off because I'm Canadian. What was it? I can't remember the name of it now. It was a big thing, online radio thing, and you choose like what kind of artists that you like, and then you just put the tunes on, and it just plays stuff that, you know.
From those artists.
And it was like, or similar artists, you know what I mean? And it was always great. They'd be playing me Dean Martin, Sinatra, and all the chick jazz.
Yeah, I love
people,
it.
And it was great. Then they said, you're Canadian, you can't listen anymore.
Mm.
Close your account. Boom. Done. Gone.
So that's kind of cool. So it's like a radio on your iPhone.
Can you get FM on there? Can you go to CKWW.com and choose the link thing in the browser on it and listen to online radio?
I haven't tried that.
That's what you got to try. Because if you can get FM on that or AM on it, I'm like all over it. Love AM radio.
It will depend. A lot of those players are flash-based. That's the big drawback.
Does it use flash?
No, there is no flash on the iPhone.
Within the browser. It doesn't let you use. There's no app from the App Store that's
nothing
allows you to use
flash. No. So I probably run into about 1/10 of the sites I go to, and there's a flash thing in it, or the whole website is flash-based, you know?
No, and you can't. Nothing.
Completely useless.
And that's got something to do with, Apple works hand-in-hand with Adobe. I mean... That's who owns Flash now. Why don't they work something out?
They will work
because
something out.
Because there's something going on, though, with all that, isn't there? There's a reason there's no Flash. Isn't there some reason that that doesn't exist on there? It's not because they can't.
No, it's not because they can't.
There's some kind of political thing.
It's political, of course. Because there's a plug-in structure for Safari, because it is Safari, basically. But it's something to do with security or something. I'm not exactly sure what the political thing is.
Insecure is Flash going to make anything?
I'm not really sure. It's political, but Apple's saying one other thing about the whole Flash thing. So that's one bummer about the iPhone. But there's a lot of other cool things. Like last night we were at the gig. Want some speaker stands. because we got these JBLs we were renting.
Right.
And Dan says, we have our own poles. Well, the subs are this high. They're the big, low 18-inchers that are on the ground, eh?
Right.
And our poles are only this long.
Right.
So the horns are like people's
okay,
head.
Yeah.
And that's not gonna fly. So, you know, so Long McQuaid's, okay, it's like 5:45. Where's the number for Long McQuaid's? How are we going to get that? Just go on maps.
252-3442, isn't it?
You know it, yeah. But I didn't have that information at the top of my head. But you can just go on the GPS thing, punch in search Long McQuaid's. It points out where it is. Hit the name and it tells you the phone number right there. Just hit the phone number. Boom, you're on the line.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very cool thing.
So, yeah, there's another bunch of stories
The technology thing is all about the iPhone, but the smartphones and the PDA type things where you have everything with you all the time. And that's what's really cool. And syncing to your computer. So anything that's on your computer basically that you need with you anywhere, it's always going to sync back and forth. Your contacts, your notes,
your mail.
And things and mail and all that stuff. Yeah.
And
that is really good because if you sync, you can actually sync your mail all the time.
My mail
totally
is synced. Totally synced all the time. Yeah.
Is that anything to do with the cloud thing? Is that going through the .me?
Only the ClearPath.
Me.me?
The ClearPath, my .mac account.
Yeah.
Only that has to do with the cloud.
But how that works. Or can you do it local if you don't have a .mac thing or whatever? You know what I mean? Can you locally mail back and forth from that? Like if I was to get an iPhone, can I send my mail back and forth?
Oh, yeah. So I get all my other mail, like my MNSI mail and our Easy Mac mail. All that stuff is...
It just syncs automatically.
Yeah, it just syncs, yeah.
That's cool. As long as it's through mail, right? Use mail, the mail app.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. All my accounts are in mail, yeah.
Pretty neat stuff. Yep. iPhones, PDAs, smartphones, and the like.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Business affairs.
Okay, this week's Music Mayhem is from a dead guitarist now. He was one of those guitarists who was just like right on the cusp of being like a Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of guy. I think he was, I don't know why he didn't become bigger. Just the genre of music he was playing at the time just wasn't in or wasn't hip or whatever. And it's Roy Buchanan.
Ooh, I like Roy Buchanan.
And, the tune is called, Ain't My Business.
Ain't No or Ain't My?
Oh, Ain't No Business. Yeah. Ain't No Business.
Went down to Eli's, got my suit out of pawn, took the other little change of hand, and put some new shoes on. Then I took a real slow step, right down the avenue, a fine tender thing. She wanted to go along too. I said, hold on, baby, unless you got some cash on you. Cause if you ain't got no money, honey, there ain't no business we can do. I went into the club just to get a little taste. I wanted something cool, but I tried to get it on my face. Bartender looked at me, eyes full of tears. He said, I ain't cold-blooded, fella, but that's the way it is. You know, there'll be no drinking unless you got some cash on you. If you ain't got no money, sonny, there ain't no business we can do. Every day, like a good man should. The little money I make, it don't do me no good. I buy a few groceries, half pay the rent. You know I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. That's why I tell everybody,
some cash on you. If you ain't got no money, honey, you know there ain't no business we can do.
More Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
The only song I have by Lippo.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's the only thing I have by you singing, and you know what I mean?
You're singing.
Kind of singing on it.
Singing, not singing.
Pitching time, say it's nine. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Till your CD comes out.
Yeah. It's not going to be just my CD. Anyway, this week's Jabberquo brought to us by Stephen Larry. My new buddy Steve,
yeah,
with their store at the corner of Wabash and Strabane, where they take care of your business needs and your consulting.
They're taking care of business. They're working overtime.
They got on the train by nine, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah. It's all mine.
Take care of your sister every day when I'm away. It's kind of hard to find business quotes because the word business is not necessarily in the quote. And business can be taken as more than one meaning.
Yeah, more than an actual office-type business thing. It could be just your
monkey,
business in general.
Monkey
your
business.
Affairs or monkey business. Sure.
Where does that come from?
Too much monkey business. Where does it come from?
Monkey business.
Well, you'd have to probably look for how that actually came about. But monkey business is business that's, you know, foolery, I think. You know what I mean? Not non-serious. Don't, you know, that's just monkey business. It's like it's cockamamie. Like it's not, you know, your monkey business. Don't give me the monkey business or, you know, the run around or,
oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Then some people just call that the
scheming
business.
And,
you're giving me the business.
Yeah. Don't give me the grandma, you say that all the time.
What's that?
Don't give me the business. Oh, he's just giving him the business. Yeah. Raspberries. Okay. Here's the quote. Don't give me the business. There you go.
From
that's a quote.
Jeff's.
Don't give me the business. What does that mean? Let's dissect that. Don't give me the business. What's that mean?
Thanks.
I don't want the business. I can't handle taking over the company. Is that what that means? Don't give me the business. No, that's not what that means. Don't give me the business means don't give me the runaround. Don't give me the business, or he's giving him the business. He's giving him the runaround. And why do they use business as, you know? And I think they do use that because business can mean, used in a verbal sense. Business, like when you go to the bathroom and do your business.
Do business. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of almost like a professional term for something that's so hokey, you know, like taking a crap. Or, you know, trickery, giving him the business.
Right.
So that's kind of neat. That's a great quote, actually.
Why didn't you say it off the bat?
Well, I don't know. I was thought you might come up with something flam-nominal.
Okay. Sorry.
So anyway, that's a quote. And
I just found a good page,
of course,
but it's too late now.
Full of thousands of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
So I guess that's it for this week's show. What do we got coming up next week?
Holy moly, time just flies.
You're going to let them know what we got coming up next week.
Yep.
But I want to let everybody know to visit thejabbercast.com, WKBR.ca, BigJD.com, Lippo.ca.
Where are they going to find the time to go?
The iTunes store. Search Big JD for all the shows that we do.
Right.
And you can go to the contact page on our website, thejabbercast.com, and email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or
you can go to the contact page on the Jabbercast website, which is thejabbercast.com, and there is a My Chingo widget. You press the little record a message button, and you talk into your computer, your microphone, your USB headset, whatever you got hooked up to your computer, and we'll get your message.
Cool. And there was one other thing I wanted to mention, and I can't remember what it is now. And it's had something to do with our website.
Oh.
Hear me on thejabbercast.com, blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. No.
It's not there?
Nope, lost it.
Okay. Next week, the automobile, history of motorized transportation, different makes and models. Buy or lease? Oh, lease a Jeep Nitro if you're a Chrysler employee for
Jeep
$50.
Jeep Nitro. Whoa, 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 whoa. There is no Jeep Nitro, I'll have you know. It's not a Jeep product.
What?
Nitro's not a Jeep. Nitro's a Nitro.
Oh,
Dodge
it's
Nitro.
Yeah, it's a Dodge. Sorry. So, what am I thinking? Yeah, Jeff knows the whole Jeep lineup. I'm talking to the Jeep guy. And we'll talk about Jeeps, too, next week. Foreigner, domestic, and the industry in general.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think so.
Till then, have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback deferred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.